Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy Figs Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy hump day to everyone out there. And the theme of this segment is delusion. I've been seeing a lot of delusional people out there on social media.
No kidding.
Probably the last 24 hours. Yeah. And I'm going to just run down the list, man. So,
okay.
Delusional guy number one. I know you guys been seeing this whole flag football debate.
If
NFL players can play in it and all this other stuff. It's a man that been kind of the guy in the front that been talking about this. His name is Darrell Duchette.
Yes.
And he's a quarterback, and he been having some strong words saying, hey, I know y'all athletes, but, hey, this ain't the same. So I got something to say. I've been doing this for a minute. And
yeah. He's the quarterback of the Team USA flag football team. He's been running it for a while. In fact, I think 2018 they did a flag football players versus former NFL players in a flag football game, and the flag football players won. So like Seneca Wallace and his boys got out there playing with NFL guys,
Seneca
and they
Wallace.
Lost to him.
I heard that name in a long time.
You're welcome.
Yeah. By the way.
But he has some things to say about. So he was talking about Patrick Mahomes.
He went there.
I want to know, is he delusional? Here we go.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game. I know he's right now the best in the league. I know he's more accurate. I know he has all these intangibles. But when it comes to flag football, I feel like I know more than him.
Is my man delusional?
What? Okay. That's like... I know I'm older. I know I'm a little overweight. I know I'm not the best looking guy in the world. I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Where was I going with this?
Right.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Like, where was I going with this? No, he's not.
I just, amen. You got to pick somebody who you're not in a losing battle with. Like, he immediately started with some. Even if somebody wanted to try and hear you out, you made it really difficult by picking Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
I think the dude that drew our guy Hoosh, his nickname is Hoosh, Mr. Duchette. I think that the person that drew his ire was Jalen Hurts. Because Jalen Hurts got out here talking like immediately like he was going to be the dude who would be the quarterback in the Olympics in 28 when flag football came through.
Yeah.
And that made my boy mad because he was out here like, hey, wait, you can't just assume you're going to take my job. You're going to have to get out here and earn it.
Yeah.
If he has that same statement, but he says Jalen Hurts, do you think that works a little bit better? Because
no.
I think that goes over.
I mean, maybe it does for some. It wouldn't for me. And here's why. Like, I'm pretty good at pickleball. I'm pretty good. I'm not great, but I'm pretty good.
You think?
Because I know the angles. I know how to do it.
You tearing up Rafa Nadal?
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm better at pickleball than Patrick Mahomes, because if Patrick Mahomes just learned a little bit of what I know, he would kick my ass. So that's what he's saying. Yes, he's good at flag football because he knows how to play flag football. You know, there are certain intricacies of the game that are you know, unique to flag football. How you play the game, where you go, et cetera. So as soon as Patrick Mahomes, give him a week. Give him a week, and he'll kick
all
your
right.
ass.
You might be being a little disrespectful.
No, give him a week. Give him a week, he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, I kind of understand where the guy's coming from, because a lot of people assume that anybody that play in the NFL could just be good in flag football. And I understand that's not the case.
Exactly.
You can't call out Patrick Mahomes like that, man. That's
right.
That's like people, so in the Olympics they had the 3-on-3 basketball. That's like somebody playing in the 3-on-3 basketball saying, you know what? Yeah, Michael
Jordan. Timber Fred's like, yeah. I got Bron.
Yeah.
I'm better than Bron. He can't get this 3-on-3.
Yeah, man. Like, I know it's a different game, but sometimes some athletes can just do anything. I put Patrick Mahomes in that category. If he can get a week or two, he can be a beast.
Yeah, man. Help yourself out,
man. A week. Give him a week.
Help yourself out. Don't go after the dude that is like, there's so many people that you could find a debate on, like, who, if they're good or not. Patrick Mahomes is one of the few things in, honestly, American life that we all have largely come up with the consensus on that we're like, no, we agree, right?
Yeah.
There's not very many things in American life that we're like, we agree across many different lines.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes is one of those things. He was like, nah, better than that.
I'm better
What
than
are
that
you
dude.
Doing?
I'm better than that.
My
dude.
IQ in flag football is better than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. He's like, all
what
right,
are you doing?
Give him a week.
So my man is delusional, right?
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to go to my man number two. So I seen this. So this video is a couple years old. This is from Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Rest in peace of that show. But this clip was so funny to me because sometimes, you know, Skip Bayless, he could be a little delusional at times. So he was sitting there pretty much with a NFL Hall of Famer, a Super Bowl champ, pretty much telling them, you don't know what you're talking about in this game. Here's Undisputed right now.
If you look at the Christian Kirk first touchdown when they pitch it, D-Lo has campaign. Can I get that, Skip? I want you to show. I want to show this. Pull this up for me. Why is he inside? He has campaign.
How do you know that? I think you can't know that. Seriously, I think you can't know that unless you interview those people and find out what the defense called.
Let me tell you what.
You never know. I know this because I've been doing it for a long time. And back in the day, somebody could come to me and say, you have no idea what defense got called there. Just for the record.
Skip Bayless, are you telling me my 14 years of playing this game?
I'm saying you never know.
I tell you what to do. If I'm lying, if any Cowboy player says, Shannon Sharp, you don't know what the hell you talk about, write it.
Okay, write it. You don't know. You can't know. You
Skip,
can't know.
Skip, what
you
Skip?
You just can't
Skip,
know. You can't
up,
know.
Skip, you're upset. You want Mike Nolan gone. I know what they're doing is wrong. You can't tell me. You coming in. I was in the huddle.
Okay.
I was in the locker room.
Yeah.
I was in the meeting room.
You weren't in this.
They are wrong.
You were not in this huddle and you weren't in this
meeting
room.
I know that defense.
You just, Shannon, you were not.
I know that defense.
You do not know that defense. You have no idea what got called.
Oh, my goodness.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is my man Skip Bayless delusional right now? Just going back and forth with a 14-year vet of the NFL who's a Hall of Famer, who won a Super Bowl. Is my man delusional right now?
The short answer is yes, but I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, it's amazing that show didn't work out. You know,
actually, that was pure entertainment. I had forgotten how much I missed hearing Shannon Sharp yell, Skip! He's kind of not wrong, though.
No. Like, he has a point.
He has a point, but he is wrong. I think that there you go.
Short of seeing the play, it was probably just some basic, you got to contain.
Right.
You know, yeah. And Shannon was probably there. I ain't never been on a team where you didn't contain there.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The knowledge base was such. Yeah, I mean.
If he was talking to most anyone else, yeah. I think that the point would have been able to land a little bit better, which is you don't know what the play call is. Sometimes there are different designs that we may not be able
yes.
to tell. And that's something that we always have to be careful about when we are armchair QBing and evaluating these things.
No, his concept of his point was right.
I wouldn't have went that hard at Shannon Sharp about it, though.
But, like, if I'm just thinking, if it was that obvious and Shannon's like, come on, that's... You give it to Shannon.
Yeah.
You
know,
you give it to Shannon.
Me being a person that's, like, I don't want to get... I don't like calling people out on their jobs or anything like that. We work around a whole bunch of people that played in the NFL. If they telling me that, no, this was the play, I remember seeing this. I've been in the game for this amount of years.
Yeah, you're saying
I'm
cool.
I'm gonna take a back seat.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a back seat.
Right.
But Skip Bayless was like, "You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know." And the thing about it is, like, I think in that instance, yes, the point is that he might not know absolutely, but he might know 95%, and 95% is good enough in this yeah. circumstance for our service.
Exactly.
You know? So we can go ahead and put Skip Bayless in the delusional pile as well.
All right, delusional guy number three, and I'm sure this one actually has some local ties to it. And if you wasn't on social media, you missed a lot because, in case you didn't know, Kyle Manier did a AMA on Reddit.
Yes, he did.
Pretty much asked me anything, and it's always pretty cool when you do stuff like that. But a Titans fan, pretty much, who runs a podcast. I ain't gonna say the name of the podcast. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, they don't need that burn. Yeah.
Yeah. But this person that runs this podcast page for the Tennessee Titans pretty much retweeted the picture of Cal with the football and all that stuff, and the caption said, "H is up, H town." I know you guys heard that term before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
H is up, H town. So this guy retweeted that and said, "Look at this. So many Texans fans cry about the Titans stealing culture, telling Titans fans for years that Titan up is the worst slogan in football. Yet, here are the Houston copycats once again using H is up. You mean like Titan up? For a team and the fan base that cries about culture stealing so much, just to be Kansas City name using Titan colors wannabe, generic looking Atlanta Falcons H's up sounding ass franchise. Does the Texans franchise ever come up with anything on their own?"
He did start to try and cook there a little bit. I'm not going to lie. However, let me get this right. Is he trying to claim, or they? I don't know who. Are they trying to claim that the word up has been claimed by the Titans?
Or
it sounds
how
like
different?
It,
like,
you cannot use the word up or else the Titans will come for you?
At least H is up has an actual visual. Like, H is up.
Yeah, you put the H up. Yeah.
What is Titan up?
I have no idea.
It's a song by Archie Bell and the Drills. Yeah. It's actually very good. I think that you should listen to it.
And this is about as delusional as you could get.
Yeah, that's wild. Wasn't nobody talking to you right now?
Yeah.
Word.
That's right.
And look, we've been having the whole back and forth about the uniforms and the Oilers and stuff like that. And I ain't going to lie. Look, I feel like when they talk about the uniforms and the players and stuff, that is theirs. Technically, that's theirs. So I ain't got no pushback to that. That's technically that franchise. But let's not take it this far, y'all.
Yeah, let's not go there.
So you ain't create the word up. So if that's the case, so George Jefferson moving on up, that's y'all.
Yeah,
huh?
That's where it started.
Cardi B is up. Cardi B, if it's up, then it's stuck. They take it from
Titan. That's where
Titan
it started,
up.
Baby.
Man, this got to be the most delusional fan base I've seen. And I don't like to call out a whole fan base. But Titan up, you think we think the city of Houston was sitting here like, ooh, Titan up. You know what? Let's use H's up. Let's take that from the Houston, from the Titans.
Yeah.
Give me a break. That was so delusional, man.
I agree.
That's a stretch, man. That's too much of a stretch, brother.
That's all I got.
H's up.
Yeah, Titan up. And what's funny is I actually like Titan up. I feel like that's a cool little hashtag.
Yeah, I mean, look,
hey, I'm old enough to remember the dance, the Tighten Up.
Absolutely.
I may have danced the Tighten Up.
Oh, I need video of that.
At some point.
Yeah, because there's other teams that do various ups. I like don't the Chargers do like bolt up or something like that?
I don't know if that's I don't know, but there are others.
Yeah. They didn't invent that. All right. So yeah. That guy was Stretch Armstrong trying to get something out of that, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, delusional number three. Did we go 3 for 3 on delusions?
We did.
We sure did.
Yeah.
It was a delusional 24 hours, man.
We got a. Do we have like an outro on Figgy's mixtape? Are we good here?
I'm actually looking hey. At videos of the Tighten Up from back in the day.
Archie Bell and the Drows. Yeah. I love that song so very much.
I'm a big fan.
From Houston, Texas.
I didn't know that.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
But man, this city has given so much culture to the world. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, world.
Yeah. Figgy's mixtape every day at 1:20 at this time. And I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
There you go. Figgy's mixtape.
Are you leaving?
It's must listen. Must listen right here on Sports Radio 610.
Figgy's gone.
You're in the loop. Coming up next, baseball is on the TVs here. We're at Twin Peaks, and Verlander is on the mound. But just in a more general sense, are you enjoying baseball, or are you enjoying watching baseball as much as you have in the past? Because there's some numbers that maybe could lean into that idea. We'll discuss it next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.